Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Katie Gillen with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this evening's bulletin, a man has been jailed for 8 years for rape and sexual assault at a home in Donegal. Ishka Éireann is urging people in the Letterkenny area to conserve water, saying they're experiencing high levels of demand, which is leading to some customers experiencing outages and low pressure because of the impact on reservoir levels. A Letterkenny councillor says Ishka Éireann must address water supply issues in the Bomini, Tullygay and New Mills area as a matter of urgency. And the HSE has confirmed that following a HICWA inspection last week in St Joseph's Community Hospital, Stranorlar, a number of respite beds had to be temporarily closed to allow for essential fire upgrade works to continue. These stories in full plus more to follow. We will have all the latest in sport at around 5:15. A man has been jailed for 8 years for rape and sexual assault at a home in Donegal. Sean O'Donnell of Woodlands Way, Winmore, Leeds in the UK, claimed he had no memory of the event and denied the allegation when interviewed by Gardaí. Donna Marie Doherty has this report that some listeners may find distressing.
Sean O'Donnell was found guilty of one count of rape and one count of sexual assault at a home in Donegal on 26th of March 2021. At a previous hearing, a local detective, Garda, said that O'Donnell had been staying over with the woman and her partner for drinks the night before. The following morning, he climbed into bed where the couple was sleeping beside their newborn baby and raped the woman. She initially thought it was her partner before she turned around and realised that it was not. When confronted, O'Donnell said he did not remember anything happening and he denied the allegation when interviewed by Gardaí. O'Donnell has several previous convictions, including assault and dangerous driving. Setting a headline sentence of 9 years on the rape count, the judge noted that O'Donnell has not accepted the verdicts nor expressed remorse. Having considered O'Donnell's personal circumstances and the mitigating factors, Mr Justice Keane imposed a sentence of 8 years on the rape count. The judge did not suspend any part of the sentence, noting that O'Donnell declined to take part in victim-focused work and that there was no realistic prospect of encouraging rehabilitation.
And more information on this story can be found on our website, highlandradio.com. Ishka Éireann is urging people in the Letterkenny area to conserve water, saying they are experiencing high levels of demand, which is leading to some customers experiencing outages and low pressure because of the impact on reservoir levels. As a result, homes and businesses are being asked to be mindful of their water usage to allow supply to catch up with demand and enable reservoirs to fully replenish. More details can be found on our website, highlandradio.com. A Letterkenny councillor says Ishka Éireann must address water supply issues in the Bomini, Tullygay and New Mills area as a matter of urgency. In a statement to Highland Radio, Ishka Éireann says it is aware of ongoing issues with a small number of elevated properties on the south side of Letterkenny and a longer-term solution to address these supply issues for customers is currently at design stage. This includes examining the feasibility of an additional pump station to serve the area. However, Councillor Donal Mandy Kelly says he was previously told work would start before the end of March this year and the ongoing delays are unacceptable. He says Ishka Éireann should immediately install an extra pump at Ballymacool as an emergency measure and progress a long-term solution as quickly as possible.
I have pushed Irish Water to experiment with the pump in place of the boreholes at Ballymacool to increase the water pressure through these areas. And when I feel that in the short term that this is a solution and it's something that should be experimenting, but this seems to be falling on deaf ears, Donal, you know, and it's absolutely ridiculous, but I'm fully aware from my engagement with Ishka Éireann and with the role officials within Donegal County Council that the only way this is going to be resolved is to put the proper new infrastructure in place, and the sooner that happens, the better, Donal, you know. Listen, I do welcome that they are talking about putting a new pumping station in. Unless you're going through the design stage.
Design stage is the phrase they're using, and it would appear your initial commitment was that works would start in the first quarter of this year. If they're still only at design stage, it's going to be at least 12 months, it would appear, before actual shovels go into the ground.
That's without a doubt, Donald, and 12 months would be very lenient, because this could take a number of years, you know, and that's something I'm not willing to sit back and let happen. These residents, they deserve to be better treated. They're paying their taxes like everyone else, you know. We're in 2024, and, you know, I honestly don't, I nearly feel like a broken record, because I'm battling the drum with this. You know, I'm going over and over at every opportunity I can get on behalf of the residents that I'm representing, you know, and they deserve an adequate water supply. These families are having to take their children in and out to the Ara Leisure Centre. They're having to use laundrettes to send them to Kenny Town. They're having to use hairdressers to go and get their hair washed. That's ridiculous.
The HSE has confirmed that following a HICWA inspection last week in St Joseph's Community Hospital, Stranorlar, a number of respite beds had to be temporarily closed to allow for essential fire upgrade works to continue. A number of respite beds in the Finnview ward had to be cancelled for an approximately four-week period in order for these essential works to be completed. The HSE said it is working closely with HICWA to ensure these beds become operational as soon as possible. Alternative respite arrangements have been offered to patients and their families. The suspension of services was raised yesterday by local councillor Dakota McVanman, with no immediate statement from the HSE. On today's 9 till noon show, the Action Committee Chair John Gallagher hit out at the HSE, saying it should have communicated with the public.
Last Friday, my understanding is that they made an unannounced visit to St Joseph's and that they expressed dissatisfaction with the standard of fire retardancy in the ward where the respite patients are resident. They recommended that no more claims should be admitted to that ward until it was brought up to standard. Now, I do understand that people who were on respite there remain there until the respite period is over. Now, I understand that this week as well that there is some arrangement being made with the facility in Letterkenny to provide respite for those people. Now, the big criticisms that I would have of the HSE is how they handled this information. It would have been quite easy to release a statement to the media explaining what happened and apologise for those who were disappointed. Yeah. Unfortunately, the story reached the media in a form that merely indicated that the service was permanently being withdrawn. A two-minute press release would have solved the problem and would have eased the minds of an awful lot of people.
Over 20,000 residential buildings were classified as derelict in June this year. A new quarter two report by GeoDirectory found the figure has fallen by 3.4% compared to the same time last year. The report says derelict address points continue to be concentrated along the west coast of Ireland, with Mayo registering the highest concentration of derelict address points at almost 14% of the national total, followed by Donegal at almost 12% and Galway at almost 9%. CEO of GeoDirectory, Derek Keogh, says there's a big difference between the east and west of the country.
The Connacht area has definitely had a higher level of dereliction than the east coast. What we can also see is the trend around the numbers of falling derelictions is happening right across the country. So it's happening everywhere. That's just where the population is. It's happening in all counties. It's not even, but these things never are. What we look at is the trend over time. And the trend over time is that there's less derelict sites. And that's a positive.
Meanwhile, the report finds that in the 12 months to June, there were 716 new addresses registered in Donegal, while construction commenced on 947 new housing units in the county over the same period. Northern Ireland Secretary of State Hilary Benn has a warning for anyone planning and engaging in violence over the next few days. He's been in Belfast meeting with some businesses that were attacked since disorder began on Saturday. James Gould has spoken to him.
Meeting members of the Muslim community and local representatives, the Secretary of State said he was angry, listening to how some businesses in Belfast were destroyed during disorder. Mr. Benn had this message for those planning to engage in protests over the coming days.
Well, people are entitled to protest, but if you think you can engage in violent disorder again, then you've got another thing coming. There's no justification for that, and people should not do it. Now, those businesses are genuinely anxious.
He also spoke with police officers. He says they are working long hours, are tired, and have had to cancel leave.
The defibrillator situated at Sheshe O'Neill National School is temporarily out of service. It is expected to be back in service within the next few days. A notice will be put on the school's Facebook page once it is back up and running. Almost 5,000 people died in the country's emergency departments in the last 5 years. A new report from the Irish Medical Times shows over 1,000 of those deaths happened last year alone, 200 more than in 2019. Letterkenny University Hospital had 40 ED fatalities last year compared to 21 in 2019, with a five-year total of 108, while Sligo had 38 ED deaths in 2023 compared to 18 5 years ago. Its total was 150. The author of the report is Michael McHale.
The numbers of people who have been dying in EDs across the country has been rising. In fact, in 17 of the country's 26 EDs, they've seen rising rates in 2023 compared to 2019. Some hospitals in particular, the number of deaths have risen really starkly. So in three hospitals, Beaumont Hospital, University Hospital Galway and Sligo University Hospital, they saw the number of deaths more than double in 2023 compared to 2019. So it is an issue that is affecting some hospitals more than others.
It has been confirmed by the Department of Housing that there will be another facilitator employed by Initial and Development Partnership and DLDC to support the rollout of the defective concrete block scheme. The scheme has been operating for over a year, which has been accessed by homeowners to provide them with support and information. Minister for Agriculture, Food and the Marine, Charlie McConlogue, welcomed the addition, saying it is needed as more homeowners are getting into construction.
I welcome the confirmation from the Department of Housing that there will be an extra facilitator employed by Initial and Development Partnership and also by DLDC to support the rollout of the defective concrete block scheme. This is a really important service that the IDP and DLDC have been operating for over a year now, and it's been accessed by many homeowners to provide them with support and information in relation to the defective concrete block scheme. And I've been liaising with Donegal County Council and with the Department of Housing over the last few months in terms of actually having the number of facilitators increased. And I'm glad to say now that the Department of Housing have given approval for a second facilitator to be hired by IDP and a second facilitator to be hired by DLDC. It'll be really important that this service continues to roll out and be there and available to provide the support that's needed as the defective concrete block scheme picks up pace and as more and more homeowners are applying, and indeed as more and more homeowners are getting into construction as well. So I welcome this and look forward now to IDP and DLDC commencing the recruitment process and having the second facilitator in place. I think families have found it very helpful to be able to use the facilitator service, but more and more have been using it, and that means that more staff is needed to provide the services required. And also, as more houses now get into construction as well, there's a need for additional backup as well to homeowners as they work their way through the process. And thankfully, as we see the defective concrete block scheme pick up pace.
The time is 12 minutes past five. We'll be back after this short break. The time is 5:15. Oisín Kelly is here with all the latest in sport.
Thanks, Kitty. We start with the Olympics, and Mark English ran one of his best ever championship races in this morning's heats of the 800 metres at the Paris Games. Competing in his third Olympic Games, the Finn Valley man finished a brilliant second in 1:45.15 to seal an automatic spot in Friday's semi-final. Speaking on the 9 till noon show after the race, Highlands Athletics correspondent Patsy McGonigal said it was an outstanding run by English.
It's the best race he's ever ran at a global championship. You know, he's ran at all of the major championships over a long period of years, World Olympics and so on, and European championships. That's the best I've ever seen him. He had to run the race of his life. He ran the race of his life. He was up on the line to win the heat, 1:45.13. He covered everything. He was outstanding. You know, he was always in a position to hit, to nail it when it really mattered, because you know yourself, you've watched it there. Everybody watched it. Coming off that last bend, everybody's up on their toes and they're driving for the line. And he put himself in a good position. And, you know, he was strong enough to get, you know, to deal with whatever was going to happen. And, you know, he seemed to have reserve. And you know, he was able to change gears when he needed to. That didn't always happen in the past. But today he had it in every respect, and you know I'm excited about it. I'm excited about watching that performance, and because you know there have been other occasions when he was learning, you know, from in the early days, and he didn't get through the first round. Now he's in the semi-final of the Olympic Games. It's exciting for not only Finn Valley Athletic Club but for Donegal Athletics particularly.
Mark English will be back on track at the Olympics on Friday morning for that 800 metres semi-final. Well, it was a mixed bag for Irish athletes at the Stade de France today. Sarah Lavin advanced to Friday's semis of the 110 metre hurdles by being placed second in her heat. Mark English was also, as we said, runner-up in that 800 metre ceiling automatic qualification for the semi-finals. But Brian Fabe conceded he isn't good enough currently to make the
5,000 metre final. The Rahini Shamrocks man was 13th in his heat. Sophie O'Sullivan and Sarah Healy narrowly missed out on the 1,500 metre semi-finals. They were placed 4th in their respective repêché races. And tonight, Radisha Agadaliki goes in the first of three 400 metre semi-finals. She's drawn in lane 8 for that race and is due to go off there at 7:45. While in golf, Stephanie Meadow and Leona Maguire are enduring difficult starts to the women's event. Both carded 6 over par rounds of 78 today. France's own Céline Bottier is the course leader on 7 under, currently 13 shots ahead of the Irish duo. To football, English Championship side Portsmouth will look to seal a permanent deal for Irish striker Sean Paton. That's according to the Portsmouth-based The News. It has an interview with Blues boss John Massino, who has confirmed that the club will look to land the Republic of Ireland under 19 international after impressing on trial last summer. But he admitted other transfer options will have to take priority ahead of the Championship opener at Leeds United on Saturday. Derry frontman Paton, who is with Finn Harps on loan, spent a week with Pompey early in pre-season, scoring against the Hawks amid a trio of warm-up runouts. Lee Cairns is expected to be in the England dugout when they play the Republic of Ireland at the Aviva Stadium next month. The former Ireland midfielder is in line to be named interim England head coach as they continue to search for Gareth Southgate's permanent successor. Cairnsley is the England under-21 manager and led them to victory in last year's European Championships. Liverpool have turned their attentions to Spanish midfielder Martin Zubimendi. It's believed there's a $60 million release clause in the Euro 2024 winner's contract at Real Sociedad. Liverpool are known to be in the market for a defensive midfielder. And finally in golf, Ballybuffet's Ryan Griffin won his opening match at the Home Internationals at the Moncur Links in Aberdeen earlier today. In their opening foursomes contest against the hosts, Griffin and his playing partner Sean Keating won their match 2-1 to help Ireland into a 5-3 lead at the halfway stage on day one. In the singles competition, Griffin is currently 2 down after 3 holes against Scotland's Cormac Sharp. And that's your sport for today. Kitty, back with more tomorrow morning after the 8:30 news.
Thanks, Oisin. Child benefit has now been paid in respect of almost 60,000 18-year-olds for the very first time, 1,877 of them in Donegal. As of May this year, child benefit is now being paid to anyone who is 18 and in full-time education or who has a disability up until their 19th birthday. Hikers are being asked not to climb Errigal Mountain today and tomorrow as a helicopter will be carrying out vital works in the area. The pathway up the mountain had been significantly damaged by heavy rain earlier this year. A stop-go system will be in operation on the road adjacent to the car park on these days. Josephine Kelly from Friends of Errigal says it is important that people hold off until the weekend to climb the mountain.
They will be carrying a skip at the bottom of the helicopter with material, stone and aggregate. And it's not that safe for people to be walking under it. There will also be traffic controls on the road. There'll be a stop-go system. So it's important that there's not very many cars parked along the side of the road as this will disrupt and interfere with the traffic control. Yeah, tomorrow will be a significant day. A lot of the material will be moved from the car park up the mountain. But the guys will be working there for probably about another 6 weeks or so. And then from there, then once the material is up on the different sections, the contractors can work away then over a period of time. We're just asking you just not to climb on those 2 days because of the safety issues and just for the efficiency of the workers and that there as well. So if you want to climb Errigal, just leave it until Friday or Saturday and just allow the guys, the contractors there to do their best and to get the path ready because it's only 2 days in a whole year. I know it is a busy week, but they have to work with a weather window to allow them to do this work because it's not all the time that a helicopter can work, you know, yourself in the weather conditions. Like Errigal gives so much to people. That, you know, it's free for people to climb there. I understand that, you know, it's a busy week. But, you know, it's only 1 or 2 days out of the whole year that we're asking people not to climb.
Proposed new life sentencing laws would not make a judge's minimum tariff legally binding. The Justice Minister says a judge would issue a recommendation for how long a murderer would spend behind bars, but they would still be allowed to engage with the parole board after 12 years. The life sentencing bill would make it mandatory for the parole board to consider a judge's recommendation for a minimum tariff. Justice Minister Helen McEntee explains why there wasn't a larger change.
There is an independent statutory function of the parole board. To make it mandatory on the judge would interfere with that function. At the same time, a legal requirement by the parole board to take into consideration is not a small matter, and I have every confidence, based on the way in which the parole board has operated and functioned over the last 2 years, that they will be taking this into consideration.
Around 400 community day centres and Meals on Wheels services around the country will be eligible to apply for increased funding of up to €25,000. The Health Minister Stephen Donnelly announced the €10 million upgrade programme for older persons community services to enable people to age well in their own homes. Funding will be administered through the HSE regional health areas. Essential works may cause supply disruptions to Convoy and surrounding areas. Works are scheduled to take place until 9:30 this evening. It is recommended that those affected allow 3 to 4 hours after the estimated restoration time for your supply to fully return. In Derry, pedestrians in and around Harbour Square are being asked to follow signs redirecting them to approved pathways and not to tread on grass verges. Derry City and Strabane District Council say they understand that the public realm works are an inconvenience but would appreciate the public's cooperation. They say these construction works will continue over the summer months, with every effort being made to keep disruption to a minimum. The current wait time at driving test centres is extremely stressful for learner drivers. That's according to a driving school, which says the RSA's current driving test wait time of 10 to 12 weeks is too long. Many students at the school feel under pressure to learn to drive because of work commitments. Jerry Dwyer from Dwyer's Driving School in Cork says waiting for a test is extremely frustrating for students.
It's a big, big issue, because I have doctors in the car who need to get to patients, quite a lot of apprentice electricians, carpenters. They all need their license for the job, waiting to get the full license for their jobs, for whatever they need to get the kids to school or whatever. That's the frustrating thing then for the students.
Some of those who took out jumbo mortgages during the Celtic Tiger era are at risk of repossession. At the time, houses were overpriced and people on very high salaries were sometimes allowed to borrow up to 7 times their income. This has led many to fall into financial difficulty now as they head towards retirement, especially with the recent European Central Bank rate hikes. Charlie Weston, personal finance editor with the Irish Independent, says there's a sense of panic among this group.
So many of these people are just hitting retirement age now. They haven't dealt with this issue. They've struggled to sell a big house like that. They probably should and could downsize, some of them, but the kids haven't left home yet, because that's another problem. They're wondering what to do here. So, you know, it's a tight one.
There is currently no timeline set to lift the 100 milliliter liquid restriction at airport securities. Many EU airports had scrapped the limit and the need to remove liquid from your bags in recent months following the rollout of upgraded screening technology. There are now concerns surrounding these machines and their abilities to properly screen larger containers, meaning the limits will be reintroduced in all airports temporarily from September. Owen Corey, editor of Travel Extra, says this transition was never going to be smooth.
The other thing is the scanners were brought in unevenly. Some countries were quick in bringing them in, others are not. So even if you go into Shannon Airport and you were bringing your liquid, it wasn't clear that at the hub airport you'd have to take it out.
And now for weather, a mix of cloud and isolated showers this evening. Moderate to fresh west to southwest winds will ease light southerly later on. Mostly dry to start with clear spells, but it will become cloudier overnight with patches of light rain and drizzle. To conclude this evening's news bulletin, a man has been jailed for 8 years for rape and sexual assault at a home in Donegal. Sean O'Donnell of Woodlands Way, Winmore, Leeds in the UK, claimed he had no memory of the event and denied the allegation when interviewed by Gardaí. Ishka Éireann is urging people in the Letterkenny area to conserve water, saying they are experiencing high levels of demand, which is leading to some customers experiencing outages and low pressure because of the impact on reservoir levels. As a result, homes and businesses are being asked to be mindful of their water usage to allow supply to catch up with demand. A Letterkenny councillor says Ishka Éireann must address water supply issues in the Bomney, Tullygay and New Mills area as a matter of urgency. In a statement to Highland Radio, Ishka Éireann says it is aware of the ongoing issues with a small number of elevated properties on the south side of Letterkenny, and a longer-term solution to address these supply issues for customers is currently at design stage, which includes examining the feasibility of an additional pump station to serve the area. And the HSE has confirmed that following a HICWA inspection last week in St Joseph's Community Hospital, Stranorlar, a number of respite beds had to be temporarily closed to allow for essential fire upgrade works to continue. A number of respite beds in the Finnview ward had to be cancelled for an approximately 4-week period in order for these essential works to be completed, and the HSE says it is working closely with HICWA to ensure these beds become operational as soon as possible. That's all from the newsroom for now. We'll be back with headlines at 6 o'clock. The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, August 7th. The death has taken place of Eddie Rush, Ballybun, Castlefin, reposing at his home this evening from 6 p.m. Funeral leaving his home on Friday at 20 past 12 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Castlefin at 1 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish Facebook page. The death has taken place of Maureen McKeever, Ní Dhiathain, 8 Muldonagh Road, Clody, County Derry, reposing at her late home. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. Funeral from her late home on Friday, leaving at 2:15 for 3 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Clody. Interment immediately afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if wished, in lieu to Marie Curie, care of McLaughlin Funeral Directors, Dungiven. The death has taken place of Marion McLaughlin, 4 Elm Court, Remelton, reposing at her home until 10 o'clock this evening and again tomorrow from 12 noon until 10 p.m. Requiem Mass on Friday afternoon at 2 p.m. in St Mary's Church, Remelton, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. The Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Rosary each night at 9 p.m. Family flowers only. Donations, if desired, to ISPCA, ISPCC and Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Brendan O'Donnell, 13, Green Hills, Manor Cunningham. Brendan's remains will repose at his late residence this evening from 6 p.m. until 10 p.m. and tomorrow from 12 noon until 10 p.m. with rosary both nights at 9 o'clock. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 10:15, going to All Saints Church, Newton Cunningham, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, which can be viewed live on Church Services TV, followed by private cremation at Lakeland's Crematorium, Cavan. Family time on the morning of the funeral, please. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Norma Glenn, Money Gregan, Newton Cunningham. Her remains are reposing at her son Ivan and daughter-in-law Patricia's home. Funeral from there at 1:30 tomorrow for 2 o'clock service of thanksgiving for her life in Newton Cunningham Presbyterian Church, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to Newton Cunningham Community First Responders, care of any family member, or Terence McClintock, Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Peter Nolan, Seaspray, Cullinane, Redcastle. Peter's remains are reposing at his home today. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 10:30 for 11 o'clock Funeral Mass in St Columbus Church, Drung, followed by interment in Drung Graveyard. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on stcolumbusdrung.net. Family time, please, from 9 p.m. to 2 p.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to Friends of Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member, or Eamon McLaughlin, Funeral Director. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.